In the Roman and Anglican liturgy of Asperges, holy water is sprinkled on the people at the opening of worship as a rite of purification and also as a sensory reminder of baptism, the first sacrament that opens to us all sacraments and that opens to us the holy life of Jesus Christ himself. Our baptism is renewable and renewed every time we say the baptismal covenant together and touch the consecrated water that is infested with the Holy Spirit. Shaking water on you may seem like liturgical fun and games, but I tell you, Asperges is liturgically as solemn as the sign of the cross made over the congregation at the absolution and the benediction. I like to associate Asperges directly with baptism and today's lesson and today's actions in our liturgy, especially at the 10:30 service, make that timely and quite appropriate this morning. Scripture appointed by the lectionary today is this absolutely dreadful Bible story from Samuel. God's beloved shepherd king David has seduced a soldier's wife or been seduced by her. Suit yourself. You can read the story as well as I can. And impregnated her. She is with child, and her husband Uriah is away on the battlefield. It is the worst of all possible situations. But sleazy cover-up is nothing new, nothing modern. And so David sends for Uriah, greets him hypocritically, feeds him, chats him up inanely with such as, "So how are things going at the front, mate?" Purposely gets him drunk with wine and then sends him home to spend some time with his wife, so to speak. There are children present. But Uriah, you see, is humble. He is high principled and pious, and so much so to the point of a wimpy nerd who refuses to go home and enjoy his wife while his kameraden are still in battle. And so frustrated and disgusted with Uriah for his lack of manliness, David sends him back to battle, has him put up on the very front line to be killed, and you know the shabby tale as well as I do. After Uriah's death in battle and his military hero's funeral, and the band playing dirges, and the army chorus singing, "Ich hacht einen Kameraden," King David then brings the soldier's widow back into the palace and makes her his wife. The shame of it taints the throne of David to this very day. And in David's day, it brings his crown under constant attack, even from within David's own house, his own family, his own sons, as you will see in our Sunday school story next week. But the fun is over. And the game is called, and it's time to pay the piper. David is brought up short by his chaplain, Nathan. You heard the story. He confronts the king with the evil that he's done, the sins that he has committed, lust, adultery, murder, selfishness, greed. "You are the man," says Nathan. "God who put you on the throne is furious." And David is overwhelmed with guilt, struck down by his conscience. "I have sinned against the Lord." And David, the Lord's man, knows full well that for what he has done, the scriptural penalty is death. In the face of David's agonizing remorse and repentance, Nathan pronounces the absolution. "The Lord has put away your sin. You will not die. The Lord has put away your sin. You will not die." Reagan Ashley Jones is to be baptized into the church at 10:30 this morning. Why? Why do I pick this scripture? Why do I preach on such heavy scripture at the joyful baptism of an innocent child? Why? Because it all comes together. This morning, right here in this holy place, in the word and presence and elements and love of God. Because as well as baptism's other beautiful symbolism and theology, baptism is primarily and basically about forgiveness, about the washing away of our sins. Because you see, David is no more a sinner than we are. Repentant, David's sin is forgiven. Repentant, your sin is forgiven this morning as you renew the baptismal covenant. And as the River Jordan water that washes Reagan Ashley into holiness also washes away your sin. Because our liturgy and our lectionary always offers us a psalm. We don't always use it, but always offers us a psalm as the liturgical response to the Old Testament reading. And appointed for today to respond to this terrible Bible story of David's sin and then the wonder of his repentance, we have Psalm 51, which by happenstance is also a baptism hymn and an Asperges hymn. And so you see, it all comes together. You have heard King David's story from 2 Samuel chapter 11. We shall renew our baptismal covenant. We are about to pour the holy water of baptism upon a tiny child. We sprinkle you with the same water from the River Jordan. I've already done that with you this morning. In response to 2 Samuel now, and before we continue, let us make humble and penitent preparation. And so therefore, as you remain seated, please take out the green lectionary sheet that's in your bulletin this morning and turn to Psalm 51. As you remain seated, responsively, by half verse, I shall read to the asterisk. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Wash me through and through from my wickedness. For I know my transgressions. Against you only have I sinned. And so you are justified when you speak. Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth. For behold, you look for truth deep within me. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Make me hear of joy and gladness. Hide your face from my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence. Give me the joy of your saving help again. Your absolution comes in God's loving mercy, visible and tangible this morning in the holy water of baptism from the River Jordan and the water that has been thrown upon you from the same river. The baptismal covenant is found in the Book of Common Prayer at page 292, as we stand.